Well, what about hay?
Well, if you have some hay, you can put it in the barn too, because I never grow the hay.
Yes.
Then grow the hay, but I'd just trap it and pull it somewhere else. Go out there and just go out there in the field and all the crap very quickly, Lord.
How do you store it?
Well, store it in the barn if you want to keep it, you know. Store it in the barn.
Bundle up or?
Bundle up, yeah, if you want to keep it. Bundle up, and if you want to keep it, then use it as you get to it. When you need a bundle or two, keep your horse or something. Go up and get a bundle.
When they cut rice, they shop, they put it what?
Well, when they cut, that man up there night, he just cut his rice. He just whipped it out and just threw it out down the little house he had there. So I don't know what, nothing else about it. I don't know.
You ever see wheat?
Never seen no wheat, though.
Well, when they grow it, they cut it in, put it in bundles, or?
Yeah, so wheat, they cut it and go in bundles, but I never seen no wheat, though.
Yeah.
And they didn't grow no wheat down here. It's got your corn.
You ever see a stook?
Cotton.
Shock.
And potatoes and things like that. That's about all we raise around here.
Yeah. Did you ever see hay left out in the field?
Yes, sir.
They'd break it up into what?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen hay left out in the field now. They break it up in great big pie, sharp great big pie, and then have a steak there. See?
Mm-hmm.
And take that hay and just keep piling around that steak. Just keep piling around that steak. You see, and it got way up there. Then we made what we call a cap. Took some, maybe some grass, tied together, and slip it down over that, and over that pole where you put up on. Slip it down over there, and see that grass done that way, helped to run the water off. Did it running right down in there.
What was that, a hay cap?
Yeah, hay
cap. Did you ever see any that were covered, maybe had four poles and a sliding roof on it?
See what?
You ever see any covered haystacks?
No, I never seen them.
Yeah. Where do you keep your cows?
Well, we keep the cows, just keep them in the pasture. Fenced up. Fenced them with rails. And have fenced them with wire. Now, rail fence like round farm, we used to have a big farm, this big old farm. And split them rails. And just built in them that way and that way and that way, and just going around the farm.
They didn't go straight, did they?
No, they didn't. You couldn't build them straight, so you had to lay them this way and that way and that way.
It was
that way to keep them from walking zigzagging all around the farm. Then they'd stay there, and one thing that bothered unless I've seen storms come down, blow them rails down, but it can't happen.
Would you ever just put it kind of low to save wood and then have maybe an extension up on the top of the rails or something like that?
No, nothing but just the rails, that's all.
What kind of wire?
Well, when it comes to wire, we just bought this common fence wire and put some around it, and some barbed wire cord, and stretch that up there too, you know, we keep saying that.
And you dig holes for the...
But what I'm talking about, I mean, you have to put posts on.
Yeah.
Dig a hole and put your post, set post on. Nail that wire on them posts.
How'd you dig them?
With posts? Well, I'll tell you, when the post had to go to the wooden cover.
Yeah, but you dug them with a...
Go to the wooden put up, you go to the wooden cover. Then you have to take a post hole digger, the shell, and dig a hole to set that post down in. See, dig a hole and set that post down in there. You can nail your wire on anything you want.